From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. During this week of thanks, there's another reason to be grateful, the end of hurricane season. The 2019 Atlantic season officially wraps up tomorrow and marks the fourth consecutive year with an above-average number of storms. Jerry Bell is the lead seasonal forecaster at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says a warm ocean circulation pattern that started in 1995 is helping produce so many storms.
We've been seeing warmer Atlantic waters, weaker wind shear, stronger West African monsoon, and all those patterns tend to last for a couple of decades at a time. And those patterns are still in place to favor more activity like we saw this year.
Bell says it's hard to say when the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation pattern will end. Climate change could be making it worse, but he says researchers are still trying to understand exactly how.
But there's still a lot of work trying to be done to understand how a global warming scenario could work with these changes in the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation, and we don't have a good understanding at all of that right now.
18 named storms formed this year. Four made landfall in the United States, and that includes Hurricane Dorian, which killed at least 60 people in the Bahamas. An average hurricane season usually produces a dozen named storms. Well, holiday time is a season of giving, not only to loved ones, but also to people in need. Floridians give billions of dollars to thousands of charitable organizations every year, but it can be tough to tell how money is used. This week, Attorney General Ashley Moody released this year's Holiday Consumer Protection Guide. It includes tips on how to determine whether a charity is legitimate or not. Moody says it's much easier to avoid bogus charities up front rather than attempting to get your money back later after you've been scammed.
We want people on the front end to be smart. Research these organizations, make sure they're putting that money to good use because people really need it at this time of year.
The Consumer Protection Guide also has info on product recalls and online shopping tips. You can find it at myfloridalegal.com. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.